The Susa Baranowski State Prison in Shirley remains on lockdown this morning after violence erupted there last week, injuring three correction officers. A prisoners' rights group is criticizing the Correction Officers Union for saying a new state law is partly to blame for an attack on guards by inmates. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Prisoners Legal Services Executive Director Liz Mato says it's irresponsible for union leaders to say that the State Criminal Justice Reform Act is giving too many benefits to those incarcerated.
Although violence should always be condemned in any jail or prison in the state, it's a very difficult environment to work in or to live in. The violence that is happening there is by no means a result of the Criminal Justice Reform Act.
Mato says correction officials haven't even implemented many of the reforms required under the 2018 Act. She also says her clients incarcerated at Susa tell her that the prison is tense and there is still retaliation against inmates over an August attack on a correction officer.
The specific prison has a long history of violence and a toxic culture.
The union agrees it's toxic, although not for the same reasons. Kevin Flanagan is a spokesman for the Massachusetts Correction Officers Federated Union.
The culture is the inmates. They're there because they're bad. We're not talking about jaywalkers. These are the Commonwealth's worst people.
Specifically, Flanagan says, prisoners should work for privileges, like more phone calls or visits.
The union is all for criminal justice reform. These inmates are violent. If you want more phone calls and you want more visitation, earn it.
Someone who knows something about the culture inside Susa is Darrell Jones. He spent 7 years incarcerated there until his release in 2017 when a judge ruled that Jones didn't get a fair trial. Jones says both prisoners and guards are confrontational at Susa.
That culture is an aggressive culture on each side.
Both the union and the prisoners group are asking to meet with state lawmakers. Mato says she's concerned about a crackdown creating a less safe environment. Flanagan's worried that it will be less safe without a crackdown. The Department of Correction says it's still investigating Friday's incident. One of the three officers remains hospitalized. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.